You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tigers looking for their second straight win, taking on the Royals. Justin Verlander on the hill for Detroit. We pick up the action with the Royals leading at 3-0 in the second. J.D. Martinez facing Matt Strom.
Fastball is belted to left field and deep. Back goes Alex Gordon and gone. J.D. Martinez on a 1-1 pitch. Pitch by Strom is swung on, hit pretty well to right field. Bonifacio going back, and it is gone. Home run Cabrera, and all of a sudden Detroit takes a 4-3 lead. There's a well hit ball off the bat of Perez, deep right center field, and it is caught. Batu at the wall, made the catch, banged into the fence. Pitch to Kane, he swings and sends it right to the shortstop. They go second, one, first base, double play. So Verlander gets the inning-ending double play. Wings pitch to Gordon. Ground ball off the pitcher. It deflects to third. Romine to first. Out!
Dustin Wilson with his seventh save as the Tigers win their second in a row, taking it 5-3. Justin Verlander gets the win, allowing three runs in seven frames, striking out six. Alcides Escobar has now hit safely in eight straight games. The Royals come up short against the Tigers. Manager Ned Yost spoke after.
You know, just command, you know, especially even of his secondary stuff. You know, the pitch that Cabrera hit for the three-run homer wasn't a horrible pitch. It was, you know, on the corner off, elevated a little bit, but you know, he's such a strong guy, he just poked it the other way.
Kind of a tough lineup for him, too, mostly right.
Yeah, right. But still, you know, it's a tough lineup.
Yeah. They made some tremendous defensive plays tonight, too, the Tigers. Yeah. But you guys also had some chances early, really, to
we
punch
did,
a
well,
good
I mean, you know, if you're going to get Verlander, you better get him early, and then tonight's another good example of it. You know, we put three on the board and had a chance to tack on a couple more, but then he just got settled down. We got his pitch count way up in the first two innings and ends up going seven. So, you know, he settled down and held the fort.
I'm sure that does not surprise you with him.
The what?
I'm sure that does not surprise you with Verlander, that he was able to recover like that.
It does not.
You know, the last start with Strom, you didn't necessarily like the term learning experience. But is this just a kind of a young pitcher kind of learning how to start at the major league level? I mean, did you see?
I mean, yeah, a little bit. You know, it's just tough when, you know, as a reliever, you can get by with command issues coming in short spurts. As a starter, you can't. You know, you can't navigate through a lineup, you know, two or three times if you've got deep counts, you know, the whole time. So it's just, you know, learning to command the ball better.
Up next, the series against the Tigers continues on Wednesday with Ian Kennedy on the hill.